books, music, film. We bring you the latest and what it's really like.
Normally, when we review a book, we don't have the author standing next to us in the studio. Now, I don't know if this is a good thing or not, but just to be on the safe side, I tore up my review, and today we're going to ask the author to put his reviewer's hat on and do his own book. Trevor Fearnley, or maybe appropriately Fearless, is author of Midnight at Oasis. Now, it's not a commentary of that great old song Midnight at the Oasis, for those of you old enough to remember it, which I am, unfortunately. It's about the young Trevor Fearnley, growing up in his well-to-do English family, being kicked out of a boarding school, and, well, Trevor, you tell them the synopsis.
Well, Midnight at Oasis is a bit of a journey. It follows my journey from England through boarding school, and a pretty traumatic time that was, from the age of 9 to 16. And sadly, or luckily, I got kicked out of school at 16. Fell out a bit with my dad, and I write about that. And then I met this girl, fell in love at 17, got married at 20, and before you knew it, we'd emigrated to Australia at 21 as 10-pound poms. I saw a program on television called Nobody's Children about street kids, and maybe I could do something to help. And so the book tells that story as well, and the journey that lasted 22 years, opening Oasis, Home for Street Kids in Sydney, which has now become a national network, and raising probably about $5 million for that. Lots of interesting people I met along the way, like Dick Smith and Major General Peter Cosgrove, Paul Newman, Phil Collins. Some of the funny stories about that, how we stumbled and fell and then picked ourselves up again. So the book is a very warm human story from a personal perspective. It's about a lot of luck, love, laughter. It's I suppose, my own do-it-yourself guide to life, 60 years that I've lived. And I think people who have read it, only came out just recently, and people who read it says they've really enjoyed it.
So who would benefit the most from reading it?
The people who would benefit most from reading my book are really three groups. I hope it's an inspiration to lots of young people, Gen X, Gen Y, who possibly are finding it very hard in life. Certainly baby boomers, people who want to remember what it was like in Australia in the 70s. I hope the book isn't too serious. Probably the first half is quite light-hearted, and the second half is a little more serious about charitable giving, corporate social responsibility, working with boards, and helping raise heaps of money.
What rating would you give Midnight at Oasis out of 5? And of course, you'll be highly objective and critical, being the author.
Oh, look, this is definitely a 5. I mean, my biggest critic is my wife, and when she read it, I was terrified. And then she put it down and just gave me a hug and said, I love it. And then I was just saying, well, she loves it. I don't care what anybody else thinks. But I just had a call yesterday from a 24-year-old who said, I love your book. I hadn't expected to enjoy it. I really was engrossed in it, and thanks for writing it. So that was a great compliment to me from a 24-year-old.
Trevor Fearnley, author of Midnight at Oasis. You'll also notice a nice endorsement from Dick Smith on the publisher's website, vividpublishing.com.au/midnightatoasis. You heard the man. 5 stars. I'm not going to argue. He's bigger than me. I'm Aaron Wright for The Salvos.